Today is the last Sunday of the 40-day season of Epiphany. Now, the word Epiphany means the revelation of God the Son as a human being, a newborn in a manger. And Epiphany season began when the three wise men journeyed with the light of a star to the side of this newborn baby and continues through today, the Sunday of the Transfiguration of Jesus. It ends on Shrove Tuesday or Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday or maybe the day we all go and buy our punch keys from Eastside Bakery. I want to talk a little bit this morning about what the journey of these 40 days has been all about. God revealing, manifesting, and appearing as the God self in the life and body of Jesus Christ. Epiphany is all about God making the God self known to you and to me. It is about God appearing to humanity in the form of God's Son, Jesus Christ. And from the beginning of this season, we've seen the three wise men go out in search of God, diligently and faithfully, arriving and meeting God in the form of a baby, Jesus, the manifestation of God in the face of a newborn baby boy. On the first Sunday of Epiphany, we saw Jesus being baptized by John in the River Jordan. Remember the dove descending upon him as he came up out of the water? Remember the voice of God revealing this man, Jesus, as God's own son, saying, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." The revelation of God in God's son, Jesus Christ. On the second Sunday of Epiphany, we heard the disciple Philip say to Nathanael, "Come and see the man whom Moses spoke of, Jesus of Nazareth." And when Jesus meets Nathanael, he tells him that he recognizes him because he saw him earlier sitting under a fig tree. And in amazement, and not knowing how he could have seen him, Nathanael believes Jesus used divine powers to see him under that tree. And he calls Jesus the Son of God, the King of the Jews. Jesus appeared as God in that moment to Nathanael. The third Sunday of Epiphany, Simon and Andrew and James and John see a man so powerful, so compelling, that they drop their fishing nets and they leave their families, all to help Jesus fish for people for the kingdom of God. The voice and the personhood of Jesus, the revelation of good news that Jesus offered, takes them out of the ordinary and into the extraordinary. The fourth Sunday, Jesus goes to the synagogue with these same four men, walks up to the front, and begins to teach a deep and powerful message on the Torah. And a demon-possessed man in the back sees in this man Jesus, the Holy One of God. And he calls out to him in fear, "What do you want with us?" And with the power of his voice, Jesus calls out the evil within this man, and from that moment, his fame as a healer spreads throughout Galilee. This is the power of God made real or manifest in Jesus Christ. And then on to last week, when Jesus and these same four men, Simon and Andrew and James and John, walk to Simon's house. And there Jesus heals Simon's mother-in-law of a fever simply by taking her by the hand. When the townsfolk hear of this second miracle, they bring all their sick and possessed to him, and he heals them. We're told the whole city was gathered at the front door. And after a while it is still dark, Jesus seeks God's renewing spirit, and he goes off by himself to pray. And eventually, the disciples find him, and they tell him that everyone is looking for you. So from that moment on, he goes out, moving from town to town, proclaiming the good news of God for all to hear and all to be healed. Through these healing miracles, Jesus is manifesting. He's making real the good news of God that is within him. Which brings us to today's reading from Mark's Gospel. Here is Jesus, transfigured, clothed in dazzlingly bright robes, standing on a mountaintop, and of all things, chatting with Elijah and Moses. This is Elijah, the story of God manifesting by passing by the mouth of the cave. From 1 Kings chapter 19. So he said, "Go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord was passing by. And a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And then there is the Moses of the burning bush. From the third chapter of Exodus, Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." And then there is Jesus, God manifesting the God self in his very body. And above them, a voice calls for the second time, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." All three, Elijah, Moses, and Jesus, are there to remind Peter, James, and John, though they are admittedly very human in their confusion. Elijah, Moses, and Jesus, revealed there on the mountaintop, are intended to remind the disciples and the disciple within each one of us that God has made the God self known to us throughout time and across cultures. That kind of divine revelation is what the season of Epiphany is all about. God making God known to us. From God manifested in the humble birth of a baby boy in a lowly stable attended to by three wise men, to the clouds that parted that long ago day over the River Jordan, when we all heard God's voice calling out, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." From being seen and recognized by God wherever we might find ourselves, sitting under a tree or maybe even on our way to work or to school, and being seen, we give Jesus kingship over our lives. Dropping to our knees in a prayer of yes, there on the beach, we help Jesus fish for people. And our lives are transformed from the ordinary to the extraordinary. From the moment we recognize the power in Jesus' name and we call out to him, "Jesus, free us from the demons that hold us captive, fear, judgment, hatred, and anger," and he does. Taking Jesus' hand in ours, we feel the power of his healing love flow right on into our being and through our lives. From Elijah to Moses to Jesus Christ, God's presence has been here with us throughout time and across space. So as we move into the season of Lent, which begins this Wednesday, I'd like us to say a prayer of thanksgiving for the good news of God made manifest in Jesus Christ by saying a prayer altogether. I'd like you to grab a prayer book and turn to page 836. And there is a great thanksgiving there on that page that I'd like us to all say together. Page 836. "Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise, for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen.